He wasn't always a monster, but through an unfortunate series of mental, emotional, and physical insults during his formative years, he became one. His development from infancy to adulthood could almost be called reverse metamorphosis. A beautiful, unspoiled butterfly child, eventually coaxed back to slimy pupa adolescence, only to emerge from his cocoon as a creepy, crawly, toxic adult caterpillar. However, Jürgen Bugard didn't look or conduct himself like a caterpillar. No, he was more like a praying mantis. A carnivore with long, spindly arms and legs, delicate and gentle in appearance but ferocious in nature. With an uncanny way of blending into the background and suddenly appearing or, conversely, disappearing. This, despite his gangly frame, almost triangular head, and unusual gait. He walked fast, with an exaggerated forward lean, and long, slender arms which swung in abnormally long arcs, back and forth rhythmically, like the pendulum of a metronome. As he strode along, you could almost hear the tick-tock, tick-tock, tick-tock. But before he became a monster, he was a child, imbued with innocence and the desire, no, the need, for love and acceptance that all humans crave. But little Jürgen found none. He never knew his mother or his father. His mother was a 16-year-old girl who became pregnant after being raped by her grandfather. She had given him up for adoption at birth and never cuddled him or let him suckle at her breast. In fact, she never laid eyes on him. "Get it out of me," his teenage mother had screamed during the delivery. "I don't want to even see it." So Jürgen, the yet unnamed infant, began life as an it,